and groceries that day. And if you don't believe God can do anything with anybody he wants to, anytime he wants to, I'm living proof that he can. And I appreciate that. We're going to do one more song tonight. We've got an a cappella song we want to sing, if my voice will hold up to do it. And if I could get this, sister, could you give me a key of F? Let me, just in a second. Yeah. I want to tell you a little bit about, this is an old song that my daddy taught me. Years ago, we sang, my dad's in heaven now. And for years, he traveled with us and sang. He sang the bass part. And this is a song that, as I was a kid, I remember them singing it. And I'd never heard anybody else do it. Some of y'all may know the song. I don't know. But I've tried to find out who wrote it. I don't know who wrote it. The recordings that I've found have been very old LPs that folks did. But we used to sing this song a cappella. Matter of fact, about a month before my daddy went home to heaven, he was having all kinds of health problems. And we were having our jubilee at the church, Brother Steve. We was in the old building that day, and my dad was, we knew his health was declining fast. He had had a problem where he'd lost part of his voice. And I asked him that morning, I said, Dad, do you think you could help me and Linda sing New World to Come? And he kind of hesitated, and he said, yeah, maybe I can. And that morning, we sang New World to Come, and I'll be honest with you, we done more crying than we did singing. And I had no idea and didn't really know that a month later my dad would be in heaven. And we captured that on our pulpit mic that day. And right before we sang this song, my dad went to testifying. We had that on an older recording, and I'm out of them right now, but I need to reorder them for no other reason that you'd hear my daddy's testimony. We'd begin to talk about it. He said, you know, when I first started singing this song, it didn't mean as much to me. But he said, but now that I've gone down the road a little ways, Amen. He said, it sure means a whole lot. And he began to quote the scripture over the book of the Revelation. Said, there'll be no more death, no more crying, no more pain. For the former things are passed away. And that day we sang it. We're going to try to do it for you tonight. And you pray for us as we try to do it. I told Charlotte this evening, I set her down, and she don't know this song. So I told her she didn't get to sing on this one. And totally disappointed her. But anyway, I explained to her and I set her down. I said, I think it's important that we tell those coming on. I said, I want to tell you about this song, Charlotte. Me and my daddy sang this together. And I said, that's why it means something to me. And I hope it'll mean something to you as we sing it tonight. Give me that key, sister.